Why aren't we talking about it on the radio?
Don Lemon.
From our New York studios up in Harlem, USA. Don Lemon, good morning.
Harlem USA. Yes, hey. Good morning. Y'all like that, right?
I like that.
I'm sure you've probably seen this picture. If you haven't, you can easily find it online. Just go to www.blackamericaweb.com and you can find it there. 16 African-American women, graduating seniors at West Point, posing for a photo while wearing high-collared uniforms and standing on the steps of historic Dininger Hall. It's a tradition. Generations of cadets have done it proudly. But there's something different about this photo. All the women are raising clenched fists. So cue the outrage. An online post entitled Racism Within West Point claims that it was out of line and racist and reminiscent of the Black Panthers, Black Lives Matter, and the Black Power movement. Now West Point is investigating and could discipline the cadets who are scheduled to graduate on May 21st. Critics like veteran John Burke, who is white, took to Facebook to voice opposition to the photograph.
Your beliefs are your beliefs. If you want to identify with the BLM group, that is your individual right. But while in uniform, it is not. You are a representative of the United States Army. That's the bottom line of it.
According to NPR, National Public Radio, Burke also wrote in an email that he had disciplined soldiers for making Nazi salutes in photos and felt the raised fists was not much different. On his website, former Florida Representative Alan West called the actions and photos and photo dishonorable. The retired Army Lieutenant Colonel also wrote that he would have the cadets apologize to their class and the academy. It's that clenched fist that's getting people so riled up, just as it did when Beyonce and crew collectively did it during her Super Bowl halftime performance. The difference is that Beyonce is an artist, but the Army prohibits soldiers from making political statements while in uniform. Beyond that, critics call the photo inappropriate and offensive, but Mary Tobin, a West Point grad who mentored some of the women and spoke to them about the picture, says the women were just showing pride while honoring earlier generations of soldiers.
They had no idea that the photograph would be viewed through any negative lens. Some of us need to check our biases at the door and ask ourselves, why did we find something negative in that picture instead of finding something positive?
Another West Point grad, her name is Sue Fulton, who is a member of the school's board of visitors and is a friend with some of the cadets, says, quote, a black fist has a different connotation from a white fist. Sue Fulton is saying that there's a double standard, especially when we see all the time that athletes and others raising their fists in victory. We see it on the football field. We see it on the basketball court. We see it everywhere. We see boxers do it. But is it different when you're wearing a uniform representing the United States? Is that a different story? Should you be held to a different standard?
I think so.
You don't think they should have done the clenched fists?
No, I don't either. You must have order in the military.
Yeah.
Some sort of order. Without order,
a lot of people hold up their hands, though, and their fists, just as a sign of victory.
And I'm not of the military, and I'm not of that mindset. But I agree with the young women. I think that they have the right to do it. I think that they're taking this out of context because they don't know the fight that these young women have gone through over these last 4 years, if not even more years, to get where they are today. And to say this, and to say that they're strong and they're powerful, and they did it. They have the right to say that. And so I agree with them being able to do it. And I think that it's a whole bunch of nothing. And the fact that they're taking this really proud moment away from them indicates how far we have not come in being able to show the strength of women as well as what it means to be a black woman in the military.
I agree with all of that.
Yeah, Sip. But in the go ahead, Plan.
When you put on a military uniform, things change.
Apparently they don't change, because I think that if this had been a group of white soldiers doing this, that would and showing and raising their hand, their fist, their clenched fist. I don't think that it would have been the
uproar.
That's
not what we're dealing with.
But you just said, Don, didn't you say that some soldiers did the Nazi salute?
That's different, Tom. Nazi salute is a lot different than raising your fist and saying we did it.
Okay. It's out of order of what the military is saying, Sybil. It means you have to have a certain amount of order. And they knew that.
And
this,
they did. They followed they knew the that rules, this would cause, Jay.
Yeah, but they did it at around the graduation time. Right. They knew that this would
all right. I do commencement exercises at HBCUs all the time. And they have ROTC programs. And at the end of my commencement speech, I give everybody a $5 gift. I cannot give $5 to any senior, graduating senior, who's in a uniform.
They can't take money.
They can't take money.
You got to have some sort of order.
I know you have to have
that's the military.
But that's the military.
Listen, I see it both ways. I see that when you're in the military,
I see it both ways too. But
and when you're
no, you don't.
When you're
you all don't see it both ways. You don't.
Yeah, I do.
Listen, no, you don't.
We don't know. We don't know, Sybil, what those young women went through to graduate from West Point. That is a tough thing, especially as women. But you cannot plead ignorance of the law and say that we didn't know. You have to be more aware that anytime you're raising your fists, you know what's up.
In a military
uniform. We shouldn't be fooled by pretending we don't know. But I stand behind them and with power, and I all more power to them. And they say that they are honoring generations of other soldiers, and most likely black soldiers who went through hell. We get it. But again, I've never served in the military. My family members have. And every family member I have says you are held to a different standard when you're wearing the military uniform.
My nephew graduated from the Citadel, Sybil, and he says it is one of the most racist places that he'd ever been to in his life. He did 4 years, and he graduated. He was so glad to get out of there. So I understand what they went
through. The women say it, too.
Yeah.
That it's tough.
I think that they're making a mountain out of a molehill. And I get about the rules. I understand about following the rules and the regulations. I think in this case, this guy has made it into a cause célèbre that's not necessary. This didn't have to be a big deal. And he chose to. And it's emblematic of what's going on in our country today. White men trying to bring us down again. And I think it's grossly unfair. And using the laws and the rules of the military in order to make them look bad.
Well, there are rules in the military,
Jay,
Sybil.
Jay, I get that. Jay, I'm just saying they are using this in order to bring these women down after the fight that they've had. I just think that it's not necessary.
I totally disagree, and that's what we have the right to do.
Okay. At any rate, I don't think that they should be punished for this.
Right.
They know now.
Yeah, well, I don't think they need punishment, and they should graduate.
Yeah.
No, they definitely should graduate, but I think they were wrong.
All right.